Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel says it has killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in its most significant blow to the Lebanese militant group after months of fighting. If the claim is true, Nasrallah is by far the most powerful target to be killed by Israel in weeks of intensified fighting with Hezbollah. The army said that several top Hezbollah commanders were killed, along with Nasrallah, in a powerful airstrike Friday at the group's headquarters in Beirut. Speaking at the UN General Assembly on Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he came to refute lies he heard there this week from other leaders. He also said Israel is not afraid to strike Iran as it has stricken Gaza and Lebanon.
I have a message for the tyrants of Tehran. If you strike us, we will strike you. There is no place. There is no place in Iran that the long arm of Israel cannot reach. And that's true of the entire Middle East.
Three major Israeli TV channels said Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was a target of Israel strikes in Beirut on Friday. In a statement, the UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, says in addition to civilians endangered in both countries, UN peacekeepers are at risk in southern Lebanon.
What is critical is that the parties must immediately return to cessation of hostilities and take real action towards full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701, and that the safety and security of all UN personnel and assets must be ensured.
Officials say that Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon have killed more than 700 this week. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday continued his push for more support in the war with Russia from U.S. leaders by speaking with Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. President Donald Trump just a day after meeting with U.S. Democratic President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara has this report.
Emergency crews were still cleaning up after an overnight Russian attack in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with former President Donald Trump in New York Friday. In response to VOA's question, Trump repeated his claim he will quickly end the war in Ukraine if elected.
A very good relationship. And I also have a very good relationship, as you know, with President Putin. And I think if we win, I think we're going to get it resolved very quickly.
Zelensky admitted he cannot win against Russia before the U.S. presidential election in November. Zelensky met with Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, in Washington Thursday. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News.
An outspoken veteran politician is set to become Japan's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
Though unpopular with many of his colleagues, Shigeru Ueshiba secured enough of their support. The ex-defense minister won Friday's ruling party leadership race, assuring he'll become Japan's next prime minister. Ueshiba said, "Let's believe the people of Japan. With courage and faith, let's speak the truth." He survived a runoff vote against foreign policy hawk Sanae Takaichi. The vote was seen as a battle for the future of the ruling LDP. After he forms a government, Ueshiba is expected to soon call a general election to consolidate support as he deals with Japan's many challenges. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Hurricane Helene has caused dozens of deaths and billions of dollars of destruction across a wide swath of the southeastern U.S. as it raced through, knocking out power to millions. For some, there's a continued threat of floods. At least 44 people have been killed across the U.S. states of Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. A leading rights group says Rwanda's army and a militia-backed shelled camps for displaced people in eastern Congo. Human Rights Watch also accused Congo of abuses against civilians. The new report by the group said that since the beginning of the year, Rwanda's army and the M23 rebel armed group, which it supports, have indiscriminately shelled camps in eastern Congo. The report said Congo's army has put displaced people at increased risk by deploying artillery near the camps. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.